Beginning Thursday, immigrants who are here illegally can be issued a valid state driver's license from the Glenwood Springs Department of Motor Vehicles, or DMV. The Colorado Road and Community Safety Act, passed in 2013, allowed undocumented immigrants to obtain these driver's licenses, but only from 4 DMV offices in the state. So due to high demand, the legislature passed a bill last year to open 5 more offices on Thursday, January 2nd, including in Glenwood Springs, and 2 more offices on July 1st. Democratic sponsor of the bill, Representative Jonathan Singer, says the bill allows immigrants to drive safely and lawfully on the roads.
And that means ensuring that my immigrant friends and neighbors aren't scared to drive their kids to school or sick parents to the hospital.
And Republican sponsor of the bill, State Senator Larry Crowder, says many of his colleagues back the law because it allows farmers and ranchers' undocumented workers to operate machinery and have a reliable source of transportation to get to work every day.
I understand the what's going on in the country on illegal immigration, but the reality is what we're looking at basically is driving a vehicle down the road.
He said some Republicans were hesitant because it would give more rights to undocumented workers, but he says it ultimately passed because of the benefit to the state's agricultural industry. Between 2014 and 2019, about 90,000 state driver's licenses were issued to undocumented immigrants. I'm Molly Dove, Aspen Public Radio News.